Good afternoon. May I speak to Jeremy, please?
This is Jeremy.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Not so bad. Could use a little more sunshine, but there's no snow, right?
Right.
where are you at right now?
At home.
At home, just chilling?
Just chilling.
Spent a lot of time there this summer, or how's your schedule been?
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time here since the record's been done. Getting pretty much time to get back on the road.
Yeah, because True Rockers, what are we, 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days away, yep.
For the official release. Of course, Evolution getting heavy spins on the radio there. Got to be pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we always get that pretty good love from Canadian radio. It's nice.
And what do you guys have planned for the next single? Any idea?
I think we're looking to drop a song called Denim Danger.
Denim Danger. Huh. Staying true to form. That's awesome. Can't wait for that. I mean, yeah, you mentioned it too, that you definitely get a lot of love on Canadian radio. How are you finding your reception to shows and whatnot that you do down stateside?
Negligible. We don't really do that either. Like, we're spending a lot of our time in Europe and the UK.
Which they, I mean, we could learn a thing or two from them, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought it was just kind of like their love for rock and roll, but really they just love all live music and really kind of just music lovers in general, going to concerts and really getting involved with the scenes most of the time, yeah.
And I mean, they believe in the festival.
Yeah, they got a lot of great promotion companies. They organize it really well, so a lot of times it's really comfortable for them, for the fans to be at the show, and they get a lot of acts, and yeah, it's in the culture, really.
Yeah, because it seems like throughout the course of the summer, we're pretty thin here, and you look at the lineups they string together over there, and you're like, man. But it's probably like volume, right, where they book them in for like a dozen different festivals, and they get a good group rate on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just like, again, it's about the culture. It's been, kind of around for decades there, and with a lot of people and a lot of big promotion companies, and it also helps that like the bands can come and do more shows around, on their own, headline shows in the other cities, because there's just so many people and so much enthusiasm for music, so. It's pretty cost-efficient to come and do some festivals and do a little touring, and they can combine it all together.
Yeah, because it's all compact, right? It's not like here in Canada where you got to hit, like, in order to do 10 major cities, you have to literally go coast to coast.
Right.
So that's great. Now, the process, the creativity for Monster Truck from when you guys broke on the scene, going back to 2010, 2011, has anything really changed in your process, the writing, the recording, that sort of thing? Or are you guys just basically, if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
A little bit of both, man. Like, with this record, we tried some new things. We stuck to some tried and true methods. And, we used new producers for the whole record, so it's got a little bit of a different sound. But, yeah, there's tons of stuff on the record that would have fit real well with, previous albums. And there's some new stuff on there as well, because we wanted to try and push the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah, because that's one of the first things I noticed about Evolution was, I was like, hey, this is not the Monster Truck I'm really accustomed to.
Right, and that was something we did kind of on, purposefully, and, I think there's some people out there that got a little worried that, like, the whole record was going to be like that, but it was really just kind of an experiment with one or two songs that we did, and, we learned a lot, and we were able to push things further than we ever thought we would be able to, and then I think in some ways we may have went a little bit too far, and in the end of the day, the best thing I can say about it is that we just learned a whole lot about ourselves and the band and the music that we make, and it kind of given us a great way to kind of circle back and look at everything and use that information for the future. But, at the end of the day, the big thing was that everyone thought that was going to be like the whole new record, and I think, if you've got the new record, you'll know that it's not, and there's tons of stuff going across the gamut of what we've done in the past and some new stuff too.
Well, I mean, change for the sake of change in most cases, not really good. But, I mean, you have to respect the fact that you want to challenge yourself. You want to grow. You have to be able to try, like, adapt or die sort of thing, right? Like, don't get stuck in the same rut.
Yeah, and it was also, like, I think some of the criticisms of our previous records have been that they, like, sounded too similar across the whole album, too. So, like, I don't know. Like, it was just, like, kind of finding that balance. And I think, like I said, like, we... realized that there were some areas of the band that we could push further than we realized, and there were some areas of the band that we maybe pushed a little bit too far. And, you know, it was all just a good experience, you know, to learn where those boundaries are and where we want to kind of rein things in on the next record, and where there's some new areas that we're able to go. And it's just, you know, it's all about the process. And honestly, like, we've always kind of played it a little safe, to be honest. So it was nice to get out of our comfort zone and try some new stuff.
It's like that old damned if you do, damned if you don't sometimes, right?
Yeah, I mean, when we dropped Evolution, we knew people were going to be like, there's going to be a little cross-section of fans that were pissed about it. And I was actually kind of part of the idea, was like, you know, it's really hard to kind of move forward and like create some momentum when you're not like, when you're not, you know, if you're trying to please everybody, you know, and if you're only playing to your core fan base, it's really can end up, you can end up getting stuck there. So, you know, I think that the people that were upset maybe have heard that more of the songs on the record and realized that it was just kind of like a song we were trying, and realized that, you know, that the fundamental Monster Truck that they've gotten in over the years is still, you know, there on the record. And yeah, man, it's just one of those things, you know, you take the good with the bad you know, really try not to freak out too much about you know, a single song, really. Like, it's nice that people care enough about our band that they're willing to get upset over it.
Yeah, change is difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's hard for us, too. Like, you know, we knew, you know, it's hard to go into the studio knowing that you're doing a song that maybe is going to not be, you know, some of your fans' cup of tea. And like, knowing that going into it, it does take a certain level of balls to, like, push forward with that, knowing there's going to be some people that aren't down with it. And we went there anyways because we really wanted to try something new. And honestly, for the most part, it actually worked a lot. Like, we're getting a lot more airplay in America than we've ever gotten. You know, we've got full A-list on Octane, on XM, which is something that we've never gotten before.
That's great, yeah.
And in the end of the day, it's going to allow Monster Truck to exist longer and have some longevity, you know, that we've diversified, you know, our fan base. So,
Let's be honest, too. You guys as artists, if you're not 100% behind it and you're not feeling it, that's going to come out, too, and fans are going to pick up on that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if you can see that you guys are buying into your stuff and you're happy with it, your fans are going to jump on that, too.
Yeah, and honestly, like, it also has a kind of a bit of a different vibe live, as we always do, you know, with the band. Like, we've always been kind of a live band. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, it was just something we wanted to do. I don't know.
I agree with that 100%.
We had a really good time with it, you know, and I think, you know, when we come and play this weekend, you'll see that song live and you might have a little bit of a different vibe than you were expecting, or be something that you really, like, are able to get behind.
Now, from the first time you guys played here in Sudbury, that sentiment has rang true from everybody that I've spoken to, and they've said the same thing, that you guys are well worth the price of admission for your live show, because you guys just get out there, you can see the fun you have, and you just give her.
Yeah, and that's our product. You know, that's the main thing. Like, what we sell is a concert experience. The CDs have always been something that we just have there. It's just something that you can take home with you after the show. But at the end of the day, we've always been a live band, and the product has always been the concert. And I think it's always going to be that way. You know, that's where we started the band from, and I think that's where our bread and butter is. And, yeah, that's, you know, I think it's always going to exist in that realm, first and foremost.
So, Jeremy, though, like, if this thing wasn't panning out for you, this whole Monster Truck thing, where do you think you'd be? What would you be doing?
Something probably with the culinary arts. You know, I went to school for graphic design, so I've got a lot of skills in, like, in the area of, like, doing Photoshop and Illustrator and all that stuff. And I like doing that for my friends and for fun, but it's really not that great of a job to have. I did a lot of that before Monster Truck and spent some 9-to-5 time doing graphic design, and it's one of those areas that really starts to wear on you. But where I really, like, have a lot of fun, where, like, a lot of my passion lies is, like, cooking and stuff like that. So I think if I was going to do something else, it would probably be along the lines of that.
Have you done any, like, album art for your band or anything?
Yeah, I've done all the layouts, like, for all the CD art. Like, not necessarily the actual, like, on True Rockers, I didn't do any of the actual, like, drawing or anything, but, like, I do all the layout, like, I set all the text and, like, you know, make sure.
Right.
It's like all the boring, nerdy shit, like, I do all that. And then, like, the other records, like, I really, like, oversaw the art design, it's getting heavy, you know, and made sure, like, the photographs turned out well, and, like, I went in and, like, did a lot of the hard editing on all the photos. really good. And I did all the collage creation on Furiosity and Sit Heavy, and I did all the art design on Furiosity. So, yeah, it's something that, like, I always like to do because it saves us money. Plus, it's like you're guaranteed going to get what you want when you're overseeing it to that level.
Yeah.
And it allows me to, like, go to everyone in the band and really, like, make sure everyone's input is involved and, like, everyone's happy with the art that we put forth. And something that I always, like, I think has been really important, especially now with vinyl rising up, is one of my favorite things about vinyl is that the larger art format, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not a huge vinyl, like, I don't listen to vinyl or whatever, but as an artist, I really like to design in that format because it really shows off, like, and especially with true rockers, like, the level of artistry in the illustrations that Tony Skleptic did on all the artwork is, like, on a masterful level, right? So to be able to showcase it on that large scale is, like, something that's a lot of fun for us.
Well, like you said, with your concert experience, when one of your fans is buying a vinyl, it's like an entire experience from the artwork on down because it's just packaged so well.
Yeah, and that's something that, like, I grew up with, actually, you know, like, I really grew up on a lot of classic rock vinyl, and like, I would sit there and listen to, like, Led Zeppelin 3. I don't know if you remember that Led Zeppelin 3 has, like, that spinning kind of picture art where you could, like, spin the disc inside, and there was, like, different circle cutouts that would show different things based on what position the disc was in.
Yeah.
And, like, I just remember having, like, these great, you know, times listening to that album and, like, spinning the disc and looking at all the different options you could do for the art, and it's an experience for a lot of people. So, you know, I don't mind taking extra time to, like, go through the lyrics and make sure that they read really well when you're, like, listening to the music and you can read along, or making sure that, like, we didn't do a collage in this artwork, but I really had fun doing the collages on the first two and making sure that, like, every little picture was, like, you know, really cool and had a kind of a story behind it so you could kind of, like, follow along with the history of the band and kind of see where we got here.
Awesome. So True Rockers this Friday comes out with the first single, Evolution. The second one was, again, Denim Danger?
The second one's going to be coming to radio soon. It's called Denim Danger.
Oh, rock and roll jeans, and away we go. And, of course, Saturday night, Admiral Live, Budweiser New Music Fest with the Sheepdogs. Jeremy Wiederman, the guitarist from Monster Truck, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us. Looking forward to the show on Saturday.
Yeah, nope. So am I, man. You know, there's something really cool about this show, and that's that you know, it's Monster Truck and the Sheepdogs' first time together in years, and it's really it kind of started, and they started a bit before us, but it really started with us and the Sheepdogs, and like, you know, both of our careers really kind of took off as of us with us playing together. So, you know, this is the only place in Canada, the only time this summer that you'll be able to see these two bands together, and it's happening in Sudbury this weekend.
Great stuff, man. So looking forward to it.
Awesome, man. I'll see you on Saturday.
You bet. Safe travels. All the best.
Thanks so much.